The Six Nations Stars, your local senior women's hockey team, will be hosting the Brantford Ice Cats tonight at the Six Nations Sports and Cultural Memorial Center at 8 p.m. And happening tonight, the Stars will be getting into the holiday season with a Christmas raffle that includes a ton of great prizes. And here to talk a little bit more about the holiday raffle is Kristen Smith, Lauren Martin, and Jesse Brandt, some of the players with the Stars and a couple of the co-founders. So thank you guys for doing this today.
Thanks for having us.
And Kristen, just getting started, can you tell us a little bit more about the draw and what exactly is up for grabs tonight in terms of prizes available?
So we do have a Sapling and Flint 10 karat gold necklace that one of our players actually made. We have some Buffalo Sabres tickets that are second row that were donated. We also have Matt Rife tickets, and we do have a couple other prizes that were donated as well.
And Lauren, with the raffle and everything happening tonight, can you tell us how people can get entered in and will there be tickets available at the game? And when exactly will the draw be happening tonight?
Each player does have tickets, but if you don't know anybody that's on the team, you can also purchase like at the game as well. There'll also be a 50-50 just at the game only. The tickets will be drawn after the second period for the prizes.
And Jesse, what are the feelings that you guys have personally doing this and being able to give back to the community a little bit during the holiday season?
Well, the game tonight. I'm super excited for the game tonight, playing against the Brantford Ice Cats. There probably is going to be a little bit of a rivalry. A lot of players grew up playing in Brantford, myself included. I played my entire, minor hockey in Brantford for the Ice Cats. So I'm excited for that game. With this... also, with this raffle and the 50-50, we're fundraising for the team. So hopefully we can get a lot of community support at tonight's game. And yeah, hopefully we're going to grow the game and have a good crowd out tonight.
As you're saying, this is the team's inaugural season. I guess in doing some of these fundraisers, what does that kind of help with in terms of running the team? Obviously, there's expenses that comes along with it. So what exactly will this help with and where do you plan on using the funds that you raise?
So all the fundraisers that we do is for the team, and it impacts the team directly. So every fundraiser that we are trying to do, it's supposed to help with team equipment, any sort of gear, any rentals, and any fees that go along with just having our season. So any and all community support is definitely needed for us to have a season and try to have a successful season.
And since we have you guys here, in terms of hockey, how have things been going? Obviously, like Jesse said, the Brantford Ice Cats are coming to town tonight. Probably one of the closer teams that you guys face in the league. Have you been developing any rivalries with any other teams this opening season?
I wouldn't necessarily say a rivalry with Brantford, but we, like Jesse said, we did take a few of their players, just being the closest center to them. So with our new team forming, I know we made an impact on their roster. As far as the team and the season, I think we're gaining some momentum for sure with our team coordination and development with each other. So I know we have this game, and I think we have one more game before the holiday break. Yeah. After the holidays, we're really looking to just further our connections and our dynamic on the ice. And I think we're getting there. It's just taking a little bit of development and extra practice to get us gelling all together.
And ever since we've began talking, we've sort of been gauging it as like playoffs have been sort of like the goal, right? How is that looking in terms of how you guys are doing right now?
Playoffs is definitely the goal. Our coaching staff, they're really looking at that as our end goal. So that's something that we've been striving and working for. But playoffs and making that is for sure what we're aiming for our first season. But we know we do have quite a bit of work to get there, but it's definitely not unattainable.
And did you guys have anything else that you'd like to add about the team or the raffle happening tonight?
So for tonight, we were just hoping to have as many people as possible. I know we've been getting really good feedback with the community. In particular, they didn't think we were going to be as fast and aggressive as we've been displaying on the ice. So I've actually just word of mouth from community members. They're getting more people and telling more people. So women's hockey on the res has been even just growing in the last couple months, and momentum with the fans, and that just feeds onto the bench.
And just lastly, where can listeners go for more information or follow the team for more updates?
We do have our social media pages. We have an Instagram page. It is Six Nations Stars. And we also have a Facebook page. So we do updates every single game. We have our stats. We have our losses, our wins on there. We also do a star of the game, which has been really great motivational-wise for our players. So we have who gets the star of the game, and then when we're done that game, they get to pick the following star, and we do post that, and that's been getting some likes and traction on there for our ladies.
Awesome. I want to thank you guys for doing this today, and best of luck with the game tonight and everything that's going on, and definitely looking forward to the raffle and everything that's happening tonight. So
thank you for having us.